Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply stuck with each other. Now, we can all admit that we're fascinated by things that stick. As children, we played with magnets because it was the first time we saw something stick quite like that. Then we were also playing with glue and duct tape and you name it. We played with it, whether it was nails or thumbtacks. If it made something stick, we were all in favor of it. And in business, things that stick make a difference as well. In relationships, we want them to stick. We want them to last for a long time. We don't want them to come today and be gone tomorrow. On the contrary, my friends and neighbors, we're all interested in things that stick. And even though it may not be glue or duct tape or nails or thumbtacks, the things that stick us emotionally, the things that connect us from a business perspective, are far more powerful than anything man can make. And those who master the art of sticking together are the ones that are going to excel and advance. Let's outline, my friends and neighbors, the 5 key elements that make sure that you retain those around you and preserve great relationships. We can outline it, my friends, with the STUCK acronym. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the STUCK acronym. That S reminds us of the importance of strength. Yes, my friends, strength is simply the fine art of putting all of you in everything you do. See, our teams deserve our strength. Our family deserves our strength. Imagine how upset you would be if your favorite team quit in the middle of the game. Fans boo teams when they suspect they're not giving it their all. By the same token, we cannot expect our team members to hang in there with us when they can tell we're not giving it everything we've got. We don't expect the chef to half-step when it comes to preparing our meal or the baker to half-bake our cake. So what area should our strength be evident? Let me just give you 2, my friends. 1, our strength should be evident in our follow-up, returning emails and phone calls, text messages and end messages. People should regard us as strong when it comes to follow-up. This is where our persistence is tested. Our pursuit is tried. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when we can be diligent in following up and when people don't have to wait a week or a month or forever to get an email or response or text message back, when they get it immediately from us, they can feel our strength. The next one is within our presentation. Do you realize that we are walking, living, breathing, moving, talking presentations? And everyone should see our strength when it comes to presenting information about ourselves, our company, our vision for success, our commitment to others and community. You see, whenever we stand in the presence of others, we are officially on stage. That's why we have to give it our all, from everything to our attire, to our speech, to our energy level. It's got to be something that they always remember. Yes, my friends and neighbors, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus is not the greatest show on earth. That title belongs to you and me when we give it our all in that presentation. The T in our STUCK acronym reminds us of the importance of transparency. You see, I'm a big believer that there should be no secrets to success. When people get you, they should get your transparency. They're stuck with it. You should desire that everybody on your team and everyone in your circle know all that they need to know from day one. Sam Walton is known for founding Walmart in 1962. What most people don't know is that he was mentored by J.C. Penney, James Cass Penney of the Penney franchises, in the 1940s. Now today, Walmart is far more profitable than J.C. Penney. It's a much bigger store. People may go to Walmart even before they think about about JCPenney, but that was never in JCPenney's mind when he was training Sam Walton, because the fearful cannot be transparent. The dishonest cannot be transparent. The incompetent cannot be transparent, and those with a low self-image cannot be transparent. James Cash Penney was comfortable with what he was creating with JCPenney. He didn't mind sharing the tricks of the trade with Sam Walton. He wanted him to go on and excel and advance, even if it meant he was one day going to surpass him. Who are you training? Who have you taken under your wing? Are you dealing with them in transparency? Are you giving them all of the quote-unquote secret recipes for success? That U in our STUCK acronym reminds us of the importance of understanding. We know they're going to make mistakes. We already know that people around us are going to have some setbacks. We already know they'll be nervous from time to time. We already know that there are going to be some ups and downs in business. That's just the way business goes. Our responsibility is never to criticize or judge, and never to quit, not on our team members and not on ourselves. In other words, my friends, we've got to exhibit understanding. I always like to use the Crest formula when it comes to understanding those around me. One, I celebrate. Then I remind. Next, we encourage. Then we support. Finally, we train. Celebrate, remind, encourage, support, and train. These are the ways to show understanding. Parents do it all the time. They know that when their baby is taking his first steps, they're going to fall from time to time. They're okay with that. They understand that when a teenager drives that car for the first time, that there are going to be some bumps along the way. They're going to get a ticket. They may have an accident here or there. We just want them to be safe. We understand that everybody is going to go through some trial and error in order to achieve success, and that understanding has to be evident in everybody we come in contact with. We can't act like we've never been a rookie before. We didn't start this game as veterans, my friends. We all had to begin somewhere. That C in our STUCK acronym says that people should be stuck with your confidence. See, we are winners, and those connected with us should feel that confidence. The New England Patriots have had the same quarterback for the last 17 years. That quarterback, Tom Brady, has taken the team to 9 Super Bowls and won 6, and everybody on the team believes that if Tom Brady has the ball at the end of the game, they know they're going to win. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, people should count on you to know that you can win in every situation. They should be able to count on you to believe in them and believe in yourself. That confidence should be spreading, and it should spread like a contagious virus, as it were, but in a good way. It should be something that everybody resonates with and gets excited about. Last but certainly not least, people who connect with you should be stuck with your kindness. You see, the attitude of gratitude can never be overrated. The thankful will be joyful, and the joyful will be helpful, and the helpful will always be kind. If you have a challenge and you have a problem being kind to everyone around you, let me give you a few key tips. Smile constantly, laugh consistently, forgive immediately, love instantly, hope unwaveringly, create daily, and teach spontaneously. And yes, my friends and neighbors, you will have mastered the secret art of being kind to everyone all the time. We may as well face it. We're stuck with each other, and as such, we should always give our best. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, I'll make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.